As we age, the fatigue and lack of endurance we feel can't always be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that give you the energy you need and you are good for it. There's no more need for afternoon coffees or energy drinks or candy for a quick pick-me-up. I like Super Chews because they're really actually tasty. I can't eat anything that tastes nasty. That's just not something that I'm going to do. However, with all the stuff that I do in the day, I start my day about 5 a.m. But a lot of times I don't get to bed until close to midnight. So I'm running off of kind of like fumes. So I need something extra to help get me through the middle of the day. Super Beats is what I choose. Super Beats Heart Chews. I also like that they are, they have the grapeseed extract in it that promotes healthy heart, energy, and normal blood pressure, which is something that, like, listen, that blood pressure ain't nothing you want to play with. So anytime you can have something that's going to help maintain a healthy heart pressure or give you a better blood pressure, I'm here for it. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beet Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle than versus just not doing anything else, right? Do more for your heart and treat yourself with Super Beats Heart Chews. Join over 1 million customers, get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and 30% off your first order right now at superbeats.com/argue.
Argue.
That's superbeats.com/argue for 30% off your first order. superbeats.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of almost 15 years and co-host. Tell
What's
him who
happening,
you are.
Family? This is Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, Tank of Tanks Riders, That Heifer, Y'all Heifers. What else you want to call me? Anything y'all want to call me. Your family can call me whatever y'all want to because I know it's out of love. What's happening, family? This is a... What?
The family didn't come out.
Yeah, I know. It didn't come out right. This is a weekly podcast we do every single week. This is going to cause an argument if this is your first time joining. We talk about everything that we want to. We talk about family. We talk about relationship goals. We talk about relationships, do's and do nots. We talk about politics, current events, mamas, cousins, teachers, what else?
Listen, whatever we decide to. However, some of that's about to change, y'all. Hey. And I cannot wait. We'll tell the Patreon a little bit afterwards, but
yeah. Things
are definitely changing, and we're excited about it. If you don't mind, I don't want you to be mad at me, but if you can move the mic to right here, because I know you like to look at the camera so that your mouth is still headed towards the mic. We just do it a little bit.
Where it needs to be.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate it.
I just know I'm not holding this 10-pound mic and baseball.
You don't have to hold it, okay? Thank you. I appreciate it.
As close as I can, because y'all that don't know, 10 pounds can be a lot after you've been holding it for an hour.
Yeah, I guess. You know, whatever. We have sponsors of today's podcast that help us actually make this podcast very, very possible. It helps us get new mics so that when you're listening to this on iTunes or Google Play or any other place that you listen to podcasts, that the sound sounds a lot better. And those sponsors are Human, who we already told you about at the top of the episode.
They are ZocDoc, Just Egg, Every Plate, and True Bill. So make sure you support those sponsors. So when you support them, you support us.
We also have our Patreon in the building.
What's happening?
Bam, 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 bam. They are watching us live. We weren't going to even do a live this week because they've been watching me shoot crafts and cocktails all week, and they're going to get more episodes. Plus, they're going to be doing a birthday. Did you post it in Patreon?
I ain't posted. Patreon. Tomorrow. Patreon's hearing this in live time. Of course, when you hear this, if you're watching that on YouTube, after the fact, it'll be later. Patreon, y'all will be joining me for my birthday event, quote unquote, air quotes, tomorrow. Ain't nothing special. We just going to be sipping and talking and having a good time. Time-wise, I'm not, what, 6 or 7? I'm not sure. But that post is going up into Patreon right after we get done with this, as soon as we figure out what time. But hey, make sure y'all pull up and join me if you're watching this live. If you're not watching this live, I greatly appreciate the...
Tell them how old you turning, baby.
I'm turning 40. The caliber.
He is turning 40. 40
cal off in his peach, y'all.
Oh, is that some a caliber of gun?
40 cal, yeah.
People that should have been your birthday theme.
No, it's such an insignificant caliber. I would not. People think, oh, 40 cal because rappers say it. It's such a stupid caliber. But anyway, that's a completely different subject. But yeah, I'm turning 40, so it's a big one, y'all. It's a decade, stepping into a new decade, stepping into a new life, and I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for him to join me in 40 because 40s have been the best years of my life so far. I mean, and it's hard to top my 20s because my 20s was fire. That's when I met you.
That was the best time of your life, girl.
I married you in my 20s.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. Then in your 30s,
you realize this fool ain't changing.
That's not what I realized. I did realize some things, but not that. But 40s, though, can't nobody tell me 40s ain't the shiznit. You feel me? So, yeah, if you are not a part of our Patreon, you're missing out on all this fantabulousness. They have been laughing, cackling.
Y'all already laughing at us?
All week long, they watched Here's the Thing, the live version of that on Tuesdays. There's just so many exclusive or early content that they get that no one else gets, and they get it for $5. So y'all come on over to our Patreon. We're going to be doing some family events and whatnot, but we're also going to tell you a little bit more about how this podcast will be changing, and Patreon will be the first to witness it.
Yeah. Excited about that.
So, per usual, we love to start this podcast off with one of two segments. We have In My Feelings, which is where we kind of talk about what's got us feeling some type of way, whether it be good and bad, whichever one, in our week. Or we do Tanksley Pride, which is a story about one of our four boys that we have. Is there a topic that you would prefer?
We can do In My Feelings.
We can do In My Feelings? Mm-hmm. Let me tell y'all, just to give y'all a little backstory. Today is the 26th. We celebrated our good friend Greg Goolsbee's birthday.
Goolsbee!
We went to a winery. I did not actually partake. I sipped and tried, like, just I wanted to see if they had, like, good wine. But I didn't really drink because I have been drinking heavily.
Angel's been intoxicated for 6 days now. Today she was like, "Yeah, I'm not drinking that." Oh yeah, you may have said it yesterday. Like, I ain't drinking.
Knew. As soon as they said what it was, I was like, "I'm not drinking."
I already knew as soon as we were doing that, and even when they said we were doing that, or they said, "Hey, are y'all available for this?" They sent it out in our little group chat, and you know, we were both excited. But I thought about it. I was like, if I was Angel, there ain't no way I'd be able to do no extracurricular intake of alcohol after shooting crafts and cocktails. Cocktails is already way too much.
It is. It's a whole lot. Like I said, I was saying on the other podcast that I plan on, you know, I'll have more money the next season. So it's really cost-wise is the reason why I shoot so many back-to-back. So it's like, I see it as if I were to go to Vegas or if we were to go like on a trip, like to a tropical island, I would get this drunk every day if we were on vacation, pretty much. At least four. If it's 5 days, I'm getting that toe up 4 days. So,
however, it's...
that's what I'm trying to tell
myself mentally. You can tell yourself that, but that's different because you're doing that by choice and you start drinking when you want to drink. You get up and go to work and start drinking.
That's not what it is that makes a difference. Is that if I was on vacation, once I finish drinking, I can just lay down and not do anything else. I finish drinking. I still got these four kids. I'm still helping with homework. I'm still waking up at 5 a.m. to take them to school.
Yeah, but what the difference is like what I'm saying is, let's say you go heavy for 2 days straight. On that third day, you wake up, you be like, you know what? I'm just going to have a little sip today. You don't have the option to do that. I mean, technically, you do have the option. Yeah, I'm saying you do have the option, but you want to finish it. And it's like, well, I got to shoot this today, so I'm going to go ahead and go in again. So it's like I said, it is kind of like vacation, but at the same time, it's not.
I know. I said it's. Listen, I get that it's different. I'm saying though, if I go on an island, I'm drinking every day, but I would sleep it off. I'd be getting 11 hours of sleep and then waking up like, I can do that again.
Y'all don't set like 9 o'clock.
What about that?
On an island, you ain't waking up until 12 noon.
That's what I'm saying is the difference. Yeah, no, I'm saying that is the difference. I'm not getting the rest. So we go to the, long story short, we go to this winery. Well, I didn't drink. Someone hosting this show did.
I did. I ain't filming Crafts and Cocktails. I don't have a problem to where I have to shoot a show where I'm drinking. But, I was playing. No, I didn't. It didn't hit me until we left that little white, almost albino goat.
It wasn't a goat. It was a llama.
And we got back. No, I went a llama. It was the donkey. The donkey. And I got back in the ATV and I was like, there's all the wine I've been drinking.
Mm.
And we got to the next spot and I was like, I ain't slowing down. I'm already here. I got to try these rosés and these, rosé and cabernets over here. Even though I'm allergic to cabernet, I'm going to drink it.
Because
I'm at the winery. Why not?
Bless his heart.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. If y'all see my energy a little elevated, more elevated than usual, now you know why.
What's more elevated?
My energy.
Your energy is not more elevated.
What is it?
It's turned down.
My energy's turned down right now?
Uh-huh. You cranked it up a little bit.
Oh, I'm trying to tone it down because I think I'm loud and being you like, Marcus, you're doing too much.
No, actually, you could be. You're so lounged back.
I'm lounged back because I'm not holding this mic up to my mouth like I did last week.
So that's making you move further away from it?
Yeah, because I'm not going to be up here because that's uncomfortable. I want to give the people all the energy they deserve. I want to be in a relaxed mood and not holding this thing.
I'm not asking you to hold it. I'm just saying, usually you're not like lounged.
Usually like this.
Yeah, usually, yeah, you're sitting up more. I don't think you realize you were like this.
What's the difference from here to here? This is a side motion, not a.
I'm just saying, your energy is lower, is all I'm saying. That's all. All
right. Are you done with my. I don't feel any type of way. I'm just like, all right, my energy's low. I feel like my energy's more elevated. Patreon, what y'all feel?
You are extra chill.
Okay, cool. I'm good with you. I usually get chill when I drink anyway.
Yeah, somebody said you seem like you done smoked a little bit.
All right. No, I was bringing my energy down because I feel like I'm yelling.
No, you're good.
All right.
No,
perfect. Whoa,
don't clap in the mic.
All right, back up off me. Perfect. Are you done with In My Feelings?
I haven't done it In My Feelings. I was just trying to give them context to how you were.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead and do yours,
babe. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Because last thing I want is they just be like, Marcus, you just calm it down. Because I know for a fact, and I'm like this, I don't like being around people that's been drinking if I haven't been drinking because it's annoying as shit.
But what's so funny is that...
I'm like, let me pull back. Actually, this is me when I drink anyway. I could be extremely drunk and this is going to be me. I just calm down. The environment. My body matches the environment. Your energy's low. What's my mind's low?
You think my energy's low, babe?
Oh, your energy's always most times it's low. Unless you want here's the thing, yeah. That's why last week I was like, all right, now this is a little too low. You like sleep low at this point. That's why I wanted to I like you when you were in a higher energy. It feels like you give more to the people. But yeah, your energy's always like
I think when, you know why? Because we've done the past couple episodes later in the day.
Yeah.
That is no good for me. Because my energy is great. When the background is white like this, I'm good. The more it's darker.
You match the light, you can
clock my energy. Rose bricks? I fall asleep during that podcast. My train of thought is off.
I watched you fall asleep. I had to be over there doing the... slumped to one side, mouth open. Yeah, girl, that's what I was saying. I don't know why they do that.
I be so tired. I do. What's got me feeling good is that I feel like season 2 of Crafts and Cocktails just looks and it feels phenomenal. I have a great production team and director on the show. I was able to bring my niece in as a PA for the show. So she's getting, even though she PA'd the first 2 episodes of the first season, But she's getting a feel of like what it means to actually produce stuff. So she's actually producing out a lot of the crafts. Well, not a lot. Some of the crafts, producing out some of the drinks. The set is gorgeous. They literally took my ideas. I was like, here's the color scheme. I was like, I want it to look like a craft room that has like a rolling cart bar in there. And then Tony Valentino added his ideas. That's the director. He was like, what if we had a craft table that rolled in? And I was like, oh, I love it. And just seeing it, it looks so beautiful. It looks so much fun. The guests have been all in. You know, I only had one guest last year that really fought against the whole premise of the show and really fully participating. And this time, I don't have that, which really makes me feel so good about the show.
Fought against the premise of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
I don't even know if you'll remember. It was this one guy who wouldn't drink his cocktail or do the craft. The show is called Crafts and Cocktails, yeah, the person wouldn't do either.
That's ridiculous. But on the other hand, if the cocktail was absolutely disgusting and if the craft...
I
would have gotten where he was coming from. And sense is that cocktail was trash as crap.
It probably was. What I do know is that the person who is my purpose mate and who is my partner... would push through.
Mm-hmm. However,
for me,
I imagine that person probably had one of the best episodes, even though they didn't like that trash drink.
In their opinion,
in everybody's opinion, probably even in the comments they watched every episode.
No, I did a poll.
For y'all that don't have it, make sure you go to the Kev on Stage app and watch the first season of Crafts and Cocktails, and then read the room of the comments, and particularly go to the one to where. I think Angel might be married, and the one where her spouse was on there, and everybody was like, now this chemistry right here, Mark is not being able to get drunk off that trash drink. Thumbs up, because he was great.
I really wish
that... Y'all, that drink was awful.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing.
Thank you, Shiggity.
I am letting that guest come back on to hush... Look. To redeem themselves. I'm making sure they have the liquor that they want because I'm having more oversight over what's purchased. But if I don't get full participation in the cocktail in the craft, I'm never going to have that person on
Larry,
any
that streamer
other
failed.
Shows.
Okay, I did not
on
tear it
any
down.
Of my other shows.
Oh.
But don't you think that's fair?
You want to speak?
I want you to answer that specific question.
What was the question?
That don't you think it's fair that if I give the person the type of alcohol they want, that they should fully participate the way they're being asked to in the
absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
but if
you
they
don't garbage juice, absolutely.
But if they don't, this last time that there's no coming back.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure if they don't participate this time and they're fine with not coming back. Are you done?
So that's what's got me feeling great is that Crafts and Cocktails is going phenomenally. Also, what's got me feeling great is our next sponsor. And let me tell you, I love me some ZocDoc because when we moved, a lot of things changed for us. Like a lot of things were no longer close to where we lived. So we needed to find new, like not just like a new, like where we're going to work out or a new car wash, but we also had to find new doctors that were closer to where we live. Especially with the kids and, you know, little Marcus having glasses. I think Kai might also need glasses. We need new doctors for, what do they call, optometrists. Sometimes it's so hard to find who's in network because you don't want to pay all these goddamn fees for out-of-network doctors. Mm-hmm. And then you also are trying to find a doctor that you like because sometimes, you just don't vibe. I'm real big on bedside service. Like I need you to... really have a great attitude, make me feel at ease. Well, with ZocDoc, you know, no one knows what you're looking for in a doctor better than yourself. And no one's better at giving you the tools to find the perfect doctor than ZocDoc. The people who created ZocDoc found the major pain points in healthcare. all the things that weren't working and said, enough. And they made booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. Okay, when you are booking a doctor and finding a doctor and trying to figure out who's right for you, it doesn't have to be a terrible experience. But I know for a lot of people, it has been in the past. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be a refreshingly pain-free yes. Amen. Insurance. This is something that's really important for those of us who are insured. We want to make sure the money that we're putting to our insurance, that we're actually being able to take advantage of it by using in-network providers. So there are some amazing doctors out there, but really the only ones that matter are the ones that actually take the insurance that you have. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of network. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. And that's the part, excuse me, that I love the most about it. We have a lot of moving pieces in our schedules. And so being able to, because it sucks when you find the doctor and you're like, I'm super excited, I think this will work. And then you realize, oh, this doctor can't see you for 3 months after you didn't reached out to him and all that. With ZocDoc, you can already find out who's able to see you soon, who's able to fit in the schedule that you already have. That's my favorite thing about this company. Read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews, and see what other real humans had to say about their visit. You can go to ZocDoc, choose a time slot, and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. So you can find a doctor that's right for you and book an appointment that works for your schedule. Okay, so we want you to go to ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
And download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc/argue.
Argue.
All right. So that's what's got me feeling great. What's got you feeling great?
Oh, I thought it was what's got you feeling in your feelings.
Yeah, this is in my feelings. That's what's got me feeling.
We starting with great?
I did. You can start with what's got you.
I'm going to start with what's got me feeling some type of way.
Oh, tell me, baby.
These goddamn allergies.
Oh, yeah, they beat
me. Man, allergies can kiss my entire ass. All of it. Even a little dark underside.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what, man. These allergies... Like, we've gotten a lot of rain in California. We've gotten, lately, a lot of wind. And now that everything's growing, now you got the mold and the pollen. I was going to say myelin. you got the mold and the pollen mixed with the wind and stuff blowing. So they started kicking my butt. What was that, Sunday?
Was
it Sunday? Yeah, because I took it Monday. Today's Wednesday. So they started kicking my butt on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's been ridiculous. And then, of course, on top of allergies, my bad, I didn't mean to.
You okay?
On top of my allergies, you have COVID. So allergies are no longer allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Allergies is a spread of COVID, any reaction to your allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So all day Monday, you know, I popped my Zyrtec on Monday night because they started messing with me like midday Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sneezing, nose run. It was just awful. And then, so of course I went to, where did I go? DMV? What day was that?
Yesterday, wasn't it?
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. So it was still, usually when I take allergy medicine, it takes like a day or so to kick in. My cousin, who's a medical professional, she said, you might need to take it up to 3 days back to back before it starts working. And then when it starts working, continue taking it every single day until you're well out of the season. And if you know your particular season, this is when I was in Kentucky, right before allergy season, a couple of weeks before, go ahead and start taking your allergy medicine. And usually every time I tell people I got allergies and this is my program, everybody with their own personal advice, they always spew it out on me. It's like, oh, you need to take Allegra D, you need to take this and that. Allegra don't work. None of these allergy medicines work. I've tried them all. The only thing that works is Zyrtec.
For you?
Yeah, for me personally. And with that said, even the ones that work, there's a trial of me taking it. Not just once. I have to take it for days to see if it's going to work. Zyrtec is the only one that ever works, and it takes a couple of days. Anyway, today, finally kicked in and started working. Yesterday was awful. Day before was even worse. But the way, what helped is me standing in line at the DMV, me constantly sniffling, you know, my nose running, sneezing like 5 or 6 times back to back. You should have seen the space that I had between me and the other people around.
Absolutely. They were like, nah.
I was enjoying it. I was like, yes. Because I was looking at the line. Of course, the line at the DMV is always bad. Even though it's what it's made for, they never prepare for how many people show up. And people were standing so close. And it wasn't that many people when I got there. By the time I parked, like 8 more people had got in line. So by the time I walk up, it looks like you're standing there for so long, it looks like that the line is moving, and it's not. It's just people getting impatient and slowly getting closer and closer together. So it was like chest to back, chest to back, chest to back, chest to back, all the way till you got to like the 15th person in line. Then it was me. Then it was a big space, me, and then another big space. And then chest to back.
Get away from that sick one. I don't want it.
I'm good with this. I know. I'm like, anytime I'm in line, I'm just going to put out a fake cough and a fake sneeze and be good. Life would be grand. But my allergy medication finally started kicking in late last night, early today, and I finally feel a whole lot better. But the other downside of that is Zyrtec makes me, all allergy medicine, not just Zyrtec, allergy medicine, there's something in it that makes me extremely sleepy. So yesterday I had no energy.
Yeah, he was sleepy yesterday.
Sleepy all day, low energy. The day before, same thing. And then on top of that, finding out really, really bad news from really close friends.
Yeah.
I just, like, y'all, I finally put up a post yesterday, but Monday, I was having a horrible day. I mean, Monday was awful. Tuesday was awful. Just going through mental stress just of, you know, hearing bad news from really close people that I love. So yep. It was just like, just not going very well. That's all the stuff that's got me feeling some type of way.
What's got you feeling good? And then I'll go over what's
things got me feeling good. Is this 40th, start kicking off this next decade and the rest of the decades, the rest of my life. I'm feeling good about 40.
You should.
I always said I wanted to, by the time I hit 40, I always want to feel good. 2 months ago, didn't feel good. A month ago, didn't feel good. But now, right now, I feel great. I finally got back to working out. Looking forward to 40. Me personally, I think I look great for 40.
You look great for any age.
Do what? Hey, girl, that's just because you like the D. Yes, I love it. Anyway,
I do.
I feel, you know, I feel good stepping into that. I feel good about our growth of our podcast and where it's going to be going here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Patreon, y'all will hear that right after we get finished filming this. But I wasn't able to set in on the meeting yesterday.
Sorry about that again.
No, it's all good. Like I said, I get it. That's why I voiced my concern. We're going to talk about that later on in the podcast. That's why I voiced my concern. Not my concern, but that's why I voiced my issue. But I am excited about, you know, the things that were proposed to us.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about this podcast and where it's going. I'm excited about just our careers in general of where they're going. Just from the past couple of weeks, I'm excited about that.
I'm
so this
glad.
Has got me feeling good. I love my truck.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, it came out of nowhere.
I'm glad that you do. I'm glad that you do.
And yours, even though I never drive it.
They be acting up. No reason why I, listen, we over here, we are sending a gift to somebody. I just realized.
Oh.
It's because of Crafts and Cocktails and because of your party. I'm just making sure, and then we have taxes coming up.
Yeah, taxes, all of that. Oh,
that's what's got me feeling some type of way.
And for the, I know, did we say it? No, we already started recording. So we helped Greg celebrate his birthday, Greg Goosby, today.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a winery, and mine didn't kick in until 3/4 of the way through the wine tasting.
Yeah, well, I said all of that.
Okay, I'm just making sure the new people heard it, because still people joining in, like, hey fam, I'm late. That's for y'all. If you didn't already hear that, you're welcome.
He's gonna be a fun addition to Crafts and Cocktails tomorrow.
Hey, as long as y'all got, I ain't done with it in my feelings. So if y'all couldn't tell, she was talking about me on that special guest.
What?
That didn't participate because the guest couldn't participate because the guest couldn't get drunk off trash liquor. And that's not my fault because I like the finer things in life. I try to get drunk. I discarded that disgusting cocktail that she made. Let me talk. I discarded that disgusting cocktail that she made, and I drank straight from the bottle, trying to get to her level, and it never worked. For every sip that she took, I took three shots. I took three shots before we started filming, just to try to get there. Never did. So I'm just watching this person who's filmed four episodes, or however many episodes you filmed that day, intoxicated. And I had to bring some class to the episode. And I'm glad you invited me back because you saw what would be good for the show, which was having me back. Otherwise, people were probably like, I mean, you did get a slight. You did get a lateral move. I wouldn't call it an upgrade, but a lateral move for a season finale. But, you know, good for you. I'm actually being petty right there. It's the season finale episode. Y'all going to be like.
If it happens. We don't know.
If it happens. Hey, it's
but it might not happen. Stuff. So just be happy with what you got.
Absolutely.
I could have sworn you always said, oh, the thing that gets you drunk is the what?
The sugar.
So.
You have to.
Uh-huh. Exactly. No. So I gave you the sugars and to I get agree. You there. You took it out.
I agree. But if you. What's one of the ingredients you put in cake? Let's say birthday cake. Ain't salt in a lot of the birthday cake? If you remove all the other ingredients and just give somebody the salt, they're probably not going to eat just the salt. It needs to be an even mix of everything. That wasn't a full, even recipe. It was all the sugar.
Okay.
And it was awful.
Okay.
That's why it was so easy to drink out of the bottle, because after I tried to bear through it, I was like, okay, everything else. Water would have tasted like air. That straight out of the bottle just tasted like water at that point. That's why it was so easy. And it
okay,
was...
boo. I'm going to tell y'all what's got me feeling some type of way. But before that, I want to tell you about our next two sponsors, starting off with the Just Egg. We are huge fans of Just Egg. And let me tell you how it came about. Me and Marcus wanted to do a like vegan challenge, 30-day vegan challenge in 2020. However, I am addicted to having eggs in the morning. I love an egg in the morning. Well, obviously, we were removing food that derived from animals. So I had seen an influencer, I saw Tabitha using Just Egg, and I was like, now people are saying this is good, but I am an egg connoisseur. So if this egg ain't good, I'm going to be mad. Just Egg, whoo! Making it and putting it on avocado toast, you couldn't tell me nothing. This thing tastes so good. I'm telling you, Just Egg is cholesterol-free, plant-based, and it'll give you the most decadent, like, quiches and fluffy scrambles and the easiest egg sandwiches of all time. It's about the same protein as a chicken egg, but less saturated fat. Plus, Just Egg is packed with cholesterol-lowering polyunsaturated fat. Chicken eggs wish they were this healthy, because they ain't. You know, because Just Egg comes from plants, you're also helping to save the planet. But, you know, some of y'all little whack folk ain't into that. I am into saving the environment, all right? I really do love it. It is the perfect substitute to eggs, especially if you are trying to like be on a good foot, eat healthier. Just Egg is the way to go. I truly, truly enjoy it. It is one of the things that like when we found out that we were partnering with them, I was like, oh, we got the personal experience, because I was tearing them things up. I was like, I'm going to make some Just Egg for lunch as well, because this is delicious. It really is. So show off the new cholesterol-free by buying a bottle of Just Egg today and doing the planet a solid all at the same time. Just Egg, really good eggs. Also, one of our favorite sponsors is our next sponsor, and it's because my husband, he made them one of our favorite sponsors, and we use them all the time, and that is Every Plates. Every Plate has become a staple in our household because of the one, affordability of it, as well as two, it's helping me maximize my time with my kids. Every plate is the most affordable, the best value meal kit. It's America's best value meal kit. Even at full price, every plate is 50% cheaper than a meal from the grocery store ingredients, making it easy to save money. So you're not breaking the bank. You're able to save money, especially if that's a part of your New Year's resolution. Meal planning can feel like just another daunting task on your long, endless to-do list. And every plate provides easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food with family and loved ones. And that is the truth. They put everything together, making everything so much easier for you. And the recipe cards are so easy to follow. Every plate, one meal in every plate is less or the same price as a cup of coffee. You really can't beat that price. Like I don't know how that would be possible. Choose between 17 recipes that change each week. Swap proteins, veggies, and sides to your liking. Veggie Plate makes it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. Like I said, we've been using it for a while. We've gotten our friends hooked. My girlfriend, Denora, I fixed her Every Plate meal. She was like, now hold on. And she and her husband went ahead and signed up because also her kids really love the meals. And it's something mm-hmm. different every night. And you weren't the one that had to come up with all the pieces of the pie, right? So that's sometimes we just trying to work smarter, not harder, right? So try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
That's up to $104 value. Again, check out Every Plate, America's best value meal kit. Thing that's got me feeling some type of way is these taxes and just the complexity. Listen, I want everybody, whether or not they choose to be an entrepreneur, to experience entrepreneurship. Just to experience, because even if you don't want to be one, I think it makes you a better employee. Mm-hmm. I think it makes you better at finding a career that really gives you more fulfillment. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you about what sucks about entrepreneurship is that as you grow, there's so many things you do not know.
Yeah.
And me and Marcus have reached that.
I told Angel, I don't know. For people that don't know, I'm the CFO of our company. Mm-hmm. And my goal every week is to do my best to keep us out of jail. And I tell her that because I know I'm not doing everything right. I'm trying my best. So my argument, if we ever get pulled into court, is Your Honor, here is everything that I paid. You can see I was trying to do the right thing. Whether I did or not, who knows? But you see this money was going somewhere and I wasn't keeping it. Trying right. to pay you.
We truly do not know what we're doing. So
she don't know what she's doing. I'm 8 levels below that.
So we're trying to hand a lot of stuff off to capable people who will not rob us. Yeah.
And we actually have a very people that we trust, a very capable team of handling that. We just like at the beginning, again, probably doing too much of trying to save too much. Like, you know what? We can handle this ourselves. Now we're like, all right, we need to hire these people.
Well, it's so crazy because you would think right now we are our only employees and we have the hardest time paying ourselves.
I need to write today. Today is when I go through all that paperwork to pay us.
We be struggling.
But I was out drinking early. That ain't my fault.
I'll be like, so did you pay us? Yep, I'm about to do it.
No, I actually have a reminder on my phone today. It hit when we was out there and I didn't have reception.
Did you ever go to the bank and get them to stop charging us?
Man, I'm
going to
go up there. I ain't worried about exactly. that. Man, it's like $6.
I don't care. CFO, don't let them take our money
look,
for no
I got
reason.
This, all right? I got this. I know how to talk to them people to make them give us that money back or they're going to feel really bad. One of the two. But like the people we're going to have to do it is the same. The CPA that was looking at us like... She was like, so what we need to spend? And she laughed at us.
Yeah.
It's like.
We do not know what people out here doing.
Yeah, we don't know. But we also, before we do everything that we need to do, we want to make sure we're doing smart things with our money.
Yeah.
Right now, us managing it ain't smart.
It's not.
But we realized that.
Did we realize it?
Yeah, we realized that ain't smart.
So I know a lot of money is about to be flying out of our account because we have to do our 2021 taxes for these private schools sooner than later. So I'm not looking forward to watching our account that we have built up to be able to do these projects and stuff just get punched in the face. Yeah, yeah. So,
know about that one.
What'd you say?
We'll talk.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Marcus. We've done in our feelings.
Oh, we got to go to the top. You ain't like I had nothing prepared.
Well, you're still not prepared because you're Googling.
I'm not Googling.
Marcus is going to tell us the topic of today. The
topic of today is 11 Habits of Healthy Couples.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
It's actually pretty. I don't know if I'm going to pull it up on this trash ass iPhone.
Will you send me the link so I can put it in Patreon right now?
Here, you send it. Angel Saul, because y'all know I hate Apple. I do not like Apple. Actually, my Samsung is extremely old. I'm going to go get another one. Hopefully before Sunday, I'm going to have me a new Samsung. But I put my email on my Apple and everything. And Angel, she sees the type. When I down talk Apple, she never says anything because she sees the issues I be having out of it. Whether it's Apple or it's just a coincidence of my devices, it don't be working that good. It's I just send an email to myself. See, your email still ain't there.
Right. No, something is wrong. And it's not that. But no. We're not just going to say that it's just Apple in general.
Mm-hmm.
Something was wrong with your phone.
Okay. But every Apple thing that I have is always something wrong. Something wrong with this or something. And I feel like people that use Apple are just conditioned to think, oh, something's going to be wrong, so let's just talk through it. Shouldn't be the way. This 6-year-old Samsung don't have those issues. This anyhow.
6-year-old Samsung, nobody can hear you.
Thank you, Tiffany Brown. Apple is trash. Anyway. That's not the subject we're talking about today.
Come on, 11 habits.
11 habits of how...
Come on, baby. Oh, you better drink it. Pour it up. Water all fall out. Oh.
Yeah, 11 habits. Anyway, this article was posted in
What is wrong with
every
you?
Girl. It went down there. I almost drowned.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on is what I'm saying.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and skip to number one.
Wait a minute. What did we skip to get to number one?
It's 11 habits of healthy couples. We're going to skip all this stuff that they talk about in the article. If you go to the article, it has the title, 11 habits.
We're going to skip down to number
is,
one.
Copied by Judy Virgo. Zero? Featured images by Steph Grant Photography. And it has a whole bunch of stuff. Some white people laying in the bed kissing. I'm skipping down to number one.
Okay, you're skipping down in the article. Okay.
Skipping down in the article. Express daily affection.
Well.
Yeah. A healthy relationship is based on a pattern of positive expression, intimacy, and connection. Healthy couples aim to acknowledge and recognize the other daily. It does have to do, what is this? It does not have to be anything elaborate, but it does have to be sincere. For example, you could leave a note for your partner, express gratitude, send a sweet text message to let them know you are thinking of them and all that crap. So is that something we do, express appreciation daily?
Something I do. I think it's something that you work on.
So how do you do it?
I'm always like, you're so sexy. I'm always like, I'm so lucky.
Daily?
I feel like, yes, I do feel like I actually say it to you daily.
You don't. All right, let me rephrase. I don't feel like you do that daily, and I'm almost sure you don't. You do it a whole lot more than I do. I will say that.
Okay.
But daily, absolutely not.
I feel like I do it daily.
Okay.
I do also feel like it's not, you don't receive it daily because sometimes you don't want to see my face or deal with me.
All right, that's a lie.
No, you'll be like, Angel, leave me alone. You're doing too much.
That's when you be goofy and I be tired.
But I still mean what I'm saying.
All right. But I give you your space when you tired and exhausted if you want space.
No, I never. It's not that I ever want space. I just don't want you to try to have sex with me when I'm tired. That's usually what it is.
You're always tired.
No, I'm not.
Typical wife.
Marcus will wait.
That ain't something you do daily. You do a lot more than me, but daily is absolutely not.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree.
All right. Of course we will. Fight fairly. Mm. Don't touch me.
You loud. I do think we fight fairly.
You do? I feel like we fight fairly too. Even the examples that is given. Then scoot over then if I'm too loud. But yeah, I feel like we fight fairly. Hold on. But a relationship is ready. You want to read down just to make sure they're good?
Okay.
Because we're educating the people. Y'all want to develop these habits.
Okay, it says right. Every couple disagrees, argues, and runs into challenges. Sometimes this happens more often than we want to, but a relationship that has regular disagreements is not necessarily an unhealthy one. It's how challenges are handled that determine the health of the relationship. Come on and preach, somebody. Fighting fair means that you stay away from what marriage researchers and author Dr. John Gottman calls the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Mm. They are criticism. Did you almost throw up? What is wrong?
A bunch of water just hit the floor.
Wow. What happened?
When I pulled the bottle away, some of the water said, "We want to be free," and jumped out of the bottle.
Okay, Amar. criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. Okay, now I will say this. The criticism and defensiveness, are two things that we could work on getting our arguing a healthier, fighting fairlier. Yeah. If that's the word.
We just being transparent right now.
Fighting fairlier. That's a fact, though. What's the fact?
What you just said. We could do better at that.
Yeah, I do think we both get very defensive, and I do think criticism is usually how our arguments start. Let's just start with that.
Because it'd be actually, a lot of our arguments be trying to start from a good place. And it's just like, what? And then it's like, it goes.
Speaking of starting in a good place and ending in a bad place, our next sponsor, Truebill, is the solution to that. If you ever decided, oh, I'm going to try this thing out, it's a free trial. Oh, you're in a good place. You're not spending any money and you're getting to explore this new app, this new service. But you end up in a bad place because you forgot that you ever signed up and they've been charging you for months, for years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you like, how do I even cancel this? Because a lot of times they purposefully, these apps and these services, they purposefully make it very difficult to cancel your subscription. So, I mean, how many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, long after forgetting to cancel? You got to fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people saved up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And Truebill Concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions. So you don't have to. Truebill has over 2 million users, helped them save over $100 million. Like Jennifer B., who says, with your help, our family saved $587 this year on unnecessary subscriptions. So don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Go right now. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay.
Can I go off subject real quick?
Yeah, quickly, because you got to go to pick up the kids.
Right now. A lot of people, because we always complain about Amar, and people be like, this is Tank. I bet he was like this. I was actually more like a little Marcus when I was a kid.
I'll give you that.
Like, everybody says that. Like, Marcus was very quiet. He didn't say a lot. He didn't give us no trouble. Amar is an omen.
Amar's stubbornness and unwillingness to not do things he doesn't want to do is his mother.
You heard it here first, folks.
That is how I was as a child. I wasn't going to eat what I wasn't going to eat.
Tell everybody in the comments on everything that we post. It's Angel, not Marcus. Not
it's,
Tank.
You know what it
it's
is?
It's me now, maybe.
It's not even stubbornness. This is what I had to explain to his godmother. Because she was like, he's a bucker. And I was like, that's not what it is. He's not a bucker. He already planned what he was going to do.
He's a mother.
Oh, no. Shut up. He already planned what he was going to do.
Uh-huh.
Then we interject with a different itinerary. He wants to go about the day he planned.
Yeah. Like yesterday morning, he wanted vanilla wafers for breakfast.
He planned that already.
He planned that. He did not want his cereal or anything else breakfasty. So he went to school hungry because I'm just as stubborn as he is.
So that's all it is.
Number three.
What?
Ask for what you need. The article says, I hear it all the time. If he truly loved me, he'd know what I need. Or I shouldn't have to ask. She should know what it's wrong with me. Your partner is not a mind reader.
Uh-uh.
They see the world differently. The different experiences, different expectations. Your partner, it is not your job to communicate. It's your job to communicate thoughts needed and feelings. Did that make sense?
It's your job to communicate thoughts,
needs, and feelings.
Yes. You were doing so good. You shouldn't even question it.
Yes. And yes, sometimes you will need to do this multiple times. Healthy couples stay away from assumptions. Instead, they make it a habit to ask for what they want or what they need and make space for their partner's needs without being resentful.
Mm-hmm.
The happiest couples are open to talk their desire.
Yeah, you said it.
All right. Open to talk their desires and respect the honor of their differences.
Yes. You could have stopped. We understood.
that's like a football. He's like,
you're like,
the way these words is dancing around on his phone right now.
I think we do communicate. I don't think we always listen.
Yeah. On both sides. Because it's like we got past the point of trying to, like, expecting somebody to know something.
Uh-huh.
And now we, like, flat out say it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a lot of times it'd be too late, to be honest with you.
What you mean?
Like, you be feeling a certain type of way and you don't say nothing. Or I feel a certain type of way and you think, well, this is what happened. So how did you not know that I feel that way? But then we usually talk through that. But again, it's one of those things, like the article said, you might have to do it multiple times.
I'm talking about recurring needs. Like, I'm constantly, what are two things that you know I need?
What?
You can't name two things that you know I need from you.
Me to words of affirmation.
You need to tell me that I look good. You need to compliment the things mm-hmm. I do. Yes, and what else?
The hug, physical touch.
I need for him to warm up the car long before
getting it in.
And both of those things, it is a constant reminder. Today, he gave me mint out of nowhere, but he was trying to do, he was cross-promoting. He was like, I'm going to tell you, you look good, but I'm also warming up the car.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to tell you right now.
You look good while I'm turning this in. Hey, you fine as hell today.
Uh-huh. He made his intentions known. Hey. He's looking fine. So fine. Wanna do something nasty. And I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And he has to repeat stuff to me 100 times.
Yeah.
Millions of times.
Well, that's one of those things, like, we even talked about that. Yeah, I'm sure it'll come up again. It was like, Angel, I always want to be warmed up. Why I always gotta start the engine?
What you mean? You don't always start the engine.
I'm just saying this in general. For women that say, no, this is what I need all week to make sure my engine is revved and ready to go.
Because we can go longer than you can, than men can.
All right, but us doing all the things to make sure your engine is warm, now I'm just saying just in general, just mm-hmm. men and women.
Mm-hmm.
One partner always doing the things to make sure the engine's warm. Why can't the other partner's engine get warmed? Why we always got to be the operator and not the operated?
Because
hold on, that's a word right there. No, y'all just not. Listen to that.
It's not.
One person should. Hey,
don't try to do the.
Wait,
Melissa.
One person shouldn't always have to be the operator. They sometimes can be the operated.
And let me tell you, no.
Because that's a happy feeling sometimes. Why I always got to warm the engine up?
And then you don't always have to.
Most times, though. Yeah, that's usually the status quo of our relationship.
It's going to always be most of the time.
All right.
Because you have to accept that I have a lower libido than you. That's it. And that's not going to change.
I understand that. But guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Tell me.
Just like you have a lower libido than I do, and you don't know... That don't mean feel like I always feel like going outside in the cold and warming up the car. Sometimes if you don't feel like it, put on your goddamn slippers and your robes and sweatpants and go warm the car up.
But I'm fine staying in the house is where you're missing it.
All right. And then when I say, hey, I handle myself, don't get mad.
I'm always going to get mad.
No, don't get mad. You can't get mad at that. Hey, if me and left, right, and in the shower, handling our business.
You're loud. All right. I don't always.
You don't always get mad, but you like... Why did you know I'm going to handle me if you don't handle me?
You know what? You know why I do that?
Why?
Because I want you to know that I still do appreciate when we commune.
I know you do. I kid you not. But I will say if I don't feel like doing all that and I know she's in the way, hey, I'm good. If you good, if you don't have to be there, I ain't got to be there either. But I'm going to get there. I'm going to take a different car.
But that's why. Go get the kids. That's why. That is why, if you wanted to know the answer, why you have to warm up my car.
All right, I'm just letting you know.
It's no shh. Let me just finish my sentence.
Go
That's
ahead.
Why I'm shushing you. It's because you want to take rides way more than I do.
All right.
That's it. That's all.
All right, but you need to want to go ride a little more often.
And you can't just.
Not every 2 months.
You can't force me to. You just
want
to ride.
All right. And I'm just saying, you can't expect me to always expect to go out and warm up the car.
You don't got to. Then we don't
I do.
Do.
Exactly. And if we don't do, I'm going to go do. And don't be like, pearl clutching.
I do that to show you I appreciate
you. No, you ain't got to show me no appreciation.
Okay.
Just be like, good job, babe. I'm like, yeah, high five.
Okay.
And we can sit there and finish watching Ozark.
Okay.
We'll do one more because I got to go get these kids. And I am feeling better now. was it speak your partner's love language every day?
That's something that I feel like we're both working on.
We are working on it. We actually, Angel brought it up before I did. It's like, this is what I need from you. And at the time, I wasn't sure what I needed because I wasn't 100% sure of what my love language was. And then she helped me realize that. And we both work on that, actually.
The one thing that's a little bit difficult with... Marcus, go ahead but you are really pressing it.
No, it's been times I left out of the retirement.
It's almost.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm good.
There have been times where physical touch is not what he wants from me.
Yeah. Sometimes I run a little hot.
Yeah.
And usually, most times it's in the bed. So if I've been running around doing stuff all day, if I'm busy late at night and I go and lay down and I'm hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
Angel don't want to be touched when she's hot either. I'm just like, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. I acknowledge what you're doing, but don't touch me right now.
So that's the, he doesn't always
but
want.
But she had the whole day where she could have, you know.
Well, I'll take a compliment all the time. It don't matter. I could be asleep.
Even when she don't.
You can whisper it. You sleeping so good. My spirit is going to feel it. My spirit is going to be like. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I do. Well, going ahead and I will close us out with the podcast.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
We made it to number 4. We'll do 5 through 11 for the next podcast. But you guys, thank y'all so much for watching or listening to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, our weekly podcast. We usually have these up a little bit earlier on Wednesday. Actually, last week, our internet is just... I started the upload on Tuesday night, did not realize it never went up, and it didn't go up until Thursday. And I started the upload again on Wednesday, and it still didn't get up until Thursday. But we usually do this earlier, but because we're in full production for Crafts and Cocktails, we're getting it up a little bit later, but it is still here. But you can catch us every single Wednesday. The audio, again, is wherever podcasts are available. The visual is on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, where you can subscribe and see all this other really great content. And again, you can join our Patreon for $5 and watch this live. I wasn't even going to do it live today, but we missed our Patreon so much. We were like, nah, we're going to get on here. We're going to get on here and talk to them. Again, please check out our sponsors and please use our promo codes and links. They are Human, which brings you Super Beats, Hard Shoes, ZocDoc, Just Egg, Every Plate, and True Bill. My husband made more noise than anybody I know leaving the house. He sounded like elephants busting through the door. But yes, check them out. And make sure you let them know that we sent you there. We are so excited about all the new things that this podcast is about to be going through. We're about to share those with our Patreon after we end this podcast. You can follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, as well as Marcus Ain't on the Book and Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. And also get the Cab on Stage Studio streaming services app, where you can get some really, really great content there as well. Okay, guys. Until next time, we'll see y'all later. Bye!